2 years ago, the State Department of Health Hawaii Smiles report confirmed that 71% of third graders had tooth decay, nearly one-third were untreated, and 7% were in need of urgent dental care. Today, a statewide oral health screening project is being launched to build on those findings. Dr. Gavin Uchida is the health department's dental director.
Over the next 4 months, we're going to be screening every child who's enrolled in a Head Start or in an early Head Start center. And we're looking in their mouths and looking and seeing with our own eyes what their rates of pathology are related to dental cavities and where areas in the state people are having treatment, kids are being seen, or where they're not being seen.
Uchida says the data will be used to educate lawmakers and help communities develop prevention strategies. A total of 3,000 early Head Start and Head Start students from birth to age 5 will be participating in oral screening statewide. The first location is the Towers at Kuhio Park with 100 students. Demi Pham, a first-year pediatric dentistry resident, is doing the screening. UH School of Nursing and Dental Hygiene Assistant Professor Deborah Mathias completes the diagnosis.
This is Rhea. She's 3 years old, and the dental exam showed that she didn't have any untreated decay, no arrested decay, and no treated decay. So the parents will get an information sheet that says that they had their screening today, so she actually had urgency was none for follow-up treatment.
The Hawaii Children's Action Network is coordinating the statewide project. Deborah Zeisman is the executive director.
Teeth are lifelong for your health. We know that children, if you have oral health issues, it's difficult to eat, you have problems with nutrition, and children have difficulty in school if they're having issues with their teeth. And why we're participating is right now, we think that our children have really poor oral health, but we don't know much about it.
Federal funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Hawaii Dental Service Foundation will enable the coalition to complete the project. Sherry Sunny Ishii Kim is the foundation director.
Our mission is to improve oral health in Hawaii, and so the foundation gave a $137,000 grant to the Hawaii Children's Action Network last year. This one was $43,000 to do the Head Start and Early Head Start statewide.
Meanwhile, State Dental Director Uchida says the four-month study will provide useful data on dental decay and oral hygiene, but will be limited in terms of offering broad-based solutions.
While dental cavities are purely preventable and they're related to simply too much sugar consumption and not enough brushing, the factors that contribute to that are social complex factors. And it takes more than just a simple recipe to try to solve what's ultimately a social, cultural, and lifestyle problem.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.